Yes, we've heard that, and it's, definitely for us it's good news that the military have done this arrest in collaboration with the police, and they have not hidden it, but brought the information to the fore. It's important that we demonstrate to everybody that illegality will not be acceptable, and within the fight against illegal mining, we are not going to accept the situation where the police and the military, who we are spending our tax money on, would rather be engaging with these illegal criminals to perpetuate their evil.
Now, could this be the killer blow to your efforts to halt the practice? Because it appears those you trusted to help you deliver your mandate have now become the perpetrators.
But no, I don't think so. Well, if it had gone on detected, that would be a worry. But the fact that the military themselves have arrested these people and have not kept it in the try to hide it by bringing it up, should rather serve as an impetus, to everybody who is fighting this, that it does not matter who you are, whether you're wearing, an OG or you're wearing police uniform or whoever you are, once you are caught, you'll be exposed. I am only hoping that it would, rather give you, the media, an impetus to ensure that you strengthen your resolve, in the investigative reporting of this, so that the influential Ghanaians who are still behind the military.
Were you personally surprised that the military, being the pivot of your operation, could be fingered, rather undermining the process? Were you surprised?
No, not at all. I was not surprised.
Why?
I was not surprised because, in any situation like that, maybe the military and the police, who are at the forefront, would be, at the butt of these people trying to influence them. It's a natural phenomenon. So, unfortunately, as we say in our dialect, in every family, there's a mentor in there.
Chairman of the Media Coalition Against Galamsey, Ken Ashigbe. Meanwhile, security analyst Adumbona says he is not surprised at the arrest of three military officers with Operation Vanguard team who were involved in extorting monies from illegal miners. He says some DCEs are also highly involved in helping the illegal miners to operate. Mr. Bona told Radio Ghana that it is good that the military hierarchy has taken the bold step to sanction these officers.
How corrupt some of the officials, the security agents themselves are. Even the DCs, I have indicted some DCs. Some DCs are heavily involved. They will take all people that the Operation Vanguard team would be coming in place. And so for me, I am not surprised at all. I have to be honest with you, I am not surprised at all.
What do you think may be accounting for a professional military officer who has been sent on an operation to involve him or herself in such shady deals?
Oh, you see, like they say, a few years after people who would want to do things, you and I know that the military is highly trained and very disciplined when it comes to following instructions. But, we find ourselves in a situation where some of our military officers, I wouldn't even want to limit it to just the military. Some of our security personnel would want to do things their own way. But that is not to say it is the entire establishment that is corrupt. It is good the military is already investigating their own, the crime that is being alleged that they committed. They will be punished, face the civil court. I believe that is what is going to happen.
Security analyst Adam Bonner.